Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And on today's podcast, we're going to be looking at something really quite basic, but incredibly important. And it is basic, but so many people make mistakes with it. And it is using the third person singular. So the third person singular is he, she, and it. And I want to specifically talk about using this in the present simple tense. Now, when it comes to verb conjugations, English is great because in the present simple tense, you only have to change the word if you are talking in third person singular, which is he, she, or it, with the exception of the verb to be. In other languages, there's much more to think about. So English is relatively easy, but it's still such a common mistake. I always hear students say he go instead of he goes, or she don't play the piano instead of she doesn't play the piano. So remember that in the present simple, you need an S at the end of verbs if you're speaking in third person singular. He goes. And when you're speaking in the negative, you should use doesn't and then the infinitive. She doesn't play the piano, for example. With questions, you say does and then he, she, or it, or the name of the person, for example, and then the infinitive verb. Does John drive a car? So I encourage you to do lots of exercises to make sure you're using this correctly. Most people know the rule, they've learnt it. They know they have to put this S at the end of the verb, but they forget. Sometimes I think it's almost too easy, the verb conjugations, so students don't worry about it so much and they try to think about the more complex things. But this is a really, really important grammar point that too many people make mistakes with. Practice is essential. So I want you to think about someone you know. It could be a family member, a friend, or maybe even a celebrity that you know well. And I want you to answer the following questions. You can write it down if it helps, or you can just speak. Give the answers by speaking. So hopefully you've chosen a person, and here are the questions about them. Where does he or she live? Where does he or she work? What does he or she like to do in his or her free time? What time does he or she wake up? And what time does he or she go to bed? Does he or she play an instrument? What kind of movies or TV shows does he or she like watching? And finally, does he or she have any pets? So write down these questions or simply just answer them and remember to use the correct form in the third person, whether you're using the positive or the negative. And really spend some time practicing this, especially if you know that you have problems with it. But before we finish, also remember that with words such as everyone, everybody, someone, somebody, no one, nobody, something, and nothing, we treat these like they are third person. So we don't say everyone have a mobile phone, for example. We say everyone has a mobile phone, like he has or she has. We don't say nothing scare me. We say nothing scares me. This is a really common mistake too. So just remember, with these words, It's like you're using the third person. Okay, so that's all for today's podcast. I hope you found it useful. If you have any ideas for topics you would like me to talk about on future podcasts, or you would simply like to give me some feedback, things you like, things you don't like so much, then please feel free to message me. You can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.